State Education Commissioner Margie Van Dieven submitted an editorial to U.S. News and World Report. The topic of the column is about Missouri putting college and career advisors in rural Missouri schools. And that effort seems to have paid off. And the education commissioner is here to talk more about this effort. Dr. Van Dieven, thank you for joining us. Give our Show Me Today audience some background on this collaboration that's called Root Ed Missouri with an organization called Root Ed Alliance and Ozarks Technical Community College.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me today to talk about this. It is an exciting program initiative that we're working on throughout the state, specifically in our rural areas. And it stemmed from a local Missourian actually coming out and saying, we need to make sure we're providing access and exposure to our students across the state. Again, all students matter, but there was this recognition that sometimes in our rural areas, students aren't quite afforded the opportunity to learn about various careers and opportunities post high school. So this was a great opportunity to bring very specific career counselors into the schools and work directly with students to talk about what it is that, you know, help them find their passion, identify what it takes to get there, and become really successful contributing members of society. So we're really very excited about what we're seeing happening with the program right now.
So when did this partnership start?
It started just following the pandemic. I will tell you there were a few districts throughout the state who had been implementing the program on their own. But now that we were able to receive some of the federal dollars and able to invest in some statewide initiatives, this is an area where those funds have been directed. And we had enough funds for 135 school districts to participate, and we are at full capacity at this point. So very happy to, again, see the interest and the commitment to this work.
Okay, 135 school districts. That's great.
Yes.
So you talked in this column about the results so far and what those are looking like in Missouri. So explain those for us.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're seeing is that for many of our students, four-year college is the appropriate course of action. And for many, it is maybe a two-year college or a technical skills training program, something of that nature, military. And again, these career counselors come in and really identify and talk with the students about what it is that they'd like to do and put them on that trajectory towards success. And so they're able to, we have these signing days that are just fantastic and participate with the schools and seeing where these students are choosing to take their next steps and really celebrating that with each student. The other piece I'd really like to talk about is that, you know, we hear about an increase in just general counseling needs for our students. And so that was one of the reasons that we also thought it made sense to bring in these career counselors to free up the school counselors' time so that they could work directly with students on other needs that they may be experiencing, particularly, again, throughout the COVID environment, and being able to take off of their plates some very, very important work, which is, again, post-secondary placement and planning, but then allowing the school counselor to do a lot of the school counseling work that they were hired and trained to do.
Okay. And in this article, it says in Missouri specifically, the college enrollment rate increased by 7.5% across all participating schools and by as much as 14% at select sites. Do you know what that looks like for like career training, military enlistments as well?
I'll have to get you those numbers on exactly I'll get those numbers for you, Lisa.
Okay.
But what I will say is that is just an area, again, that we are so excited about. So many times students just need the understanding of what opportunities truly do exist for them. And again, starting in these rural areas that might not have, you know, students might not have considered various options and opening, you know, these doors for them, we are seeing an uptick in college placements. We're seeing an uptick in some of the skills trades. And when you talk to the students directly and hear about what it's like to have that additional adult figure take interest in what it is that they want to do. That gives them an extra nudge. So many things, I mean, things that might sound simple to some families are not simple to others. So completing that very complex FAFSA form, for example, the federal funding form to access scholarships and loans for post-secondary education. Those are great things that these counselors are helping them do. But again, it's also making a school-to-work connection, and there's just great opportunity out there for our kids.
State Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven submitted an editorial to U.S. News and World Report. The topic of the column is about Missouri putting college and career advisors in rural high schools. And that effort has increased college enrollment. The education commissioner joined Show Me today to talk more about this effort. So are these, you said 135 school districts. So are we talking pretty much every region of the state? Are you seeing some holes somewhere?
No, this program has extended to every region of the state. Again, it is primarily at this point designed for rural education. Rural areas. The sense was that many of our suburban and urban areas already have great opportunity and access to some of these other programs. So let's just open up possibilities in our rural areas to make those connections and provide that type of exposure that students might not necessarily see. So 135 districts all across the state, but again, primarily this is focused on our rural schools.
Can we expect to continue funding this initiative for years to come?
You know, I sure hope so. I think that's one of the areas that will be asked post federal funding and when those dollars leave, what programs had the most impact? And that's why the points that you're making about what data points are being collected, what kind of a difference are we seeing, is going to make a tremendous difference. You know, I put together the op-ed and wanted to produce that so that people are getting a better understanding of what we are doing, and also to share this concept with other states, because everybody's really looking for what are some ways to best invest in our students, and this opportunity was something that was relatively new to us. I think we're one of the first states to really embark upon this adventure, and we have found it to be successful for us. Wanted to share that with others at this point. And again, I think the state itself will want to continue to invest into those types of activities that show the greatest amount of impact for our students and for our state.
Where do you think Missouri can expect this initiative to have the most impact? And you can name a few if you want. It's up to you.
You know, what I think you're going to see are those students. From this is, again, what I'm sharing with you is just what people have shared with me directly. So we'll have to really look at the data once we have it to give a clear answer on it. But at this point, what I'm hearing, particularly from first-generation college families or families that have been relatively mobile and not as accustomed to the areas and really trying to, so those families who are making these connections and, again, just learning more about the various opportunities that exist, having some very focused one adult can make a difference in a kid's life. And so hearing about how these very dedicated counselors are coming in and saying, let's talk about how do you want to spend your days in the future, because that's really what we do. You know, when you talk about what it is that you want to do to find satisfaction and joy in life, it's about finding your passion again and really being able to do that as your source of income. What a great gift when you find an opportunity that that brings you fulfillment and also brings you gainful employment. And that's what we want for our kids. We want that for the future, is that they're able to really go to work every day knowing that they're contributing to the overarching society. And I'm happy about that. I will say one of the things that I hear about in my role are students who just feel like, you know, we hear about mental health needs and some of the other concerns that are out there, and they just feel like they lack purpose. And what this program seems to do is really give them understanding of their purpose in life and being able to find that and meet that with fulfillment. And to me, that's very exciting.
Now, for the taxpayers that want to know this, the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has allocated $10 million to support this effort. Anything else that has not been mentioned that you think is important?
Well, I you know, one of the things that I would just, in a sense, all of us can help these kinds of initiatives. All of us, is when I mean adults, and thinking about asking our students, what do they want to do and how do we make that happen? So if you say, if a student says to you, I want to do X, then we say, okay, the next step is, and how are you going to make that happen? And again, these career counselors can really, really help with that, and can help them understand that there are many, many opportunities out there for our students to move towards. And I just think helping students think about today, but also thinking and preparing for their future is a real win-win for all of us.
State Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.